Good day, folks. Welcome back to Greater St. John Today. I'm Mark Lee, along with Graham Brown, on St. John Radio, 103.5, 95.1 in the KV.
In the news, in a scene worthy of Movie of the Week, witness box confessions, the former boyfriend of a woman charged with fatally beating her two-year-old daughter testified Wednesday that he was the killer. Who was responsible for the death of Emily? That from Bob Richardson, lawyer for Erica Mendita. He asked her former live-in partner, Johnny Bermudez. I am, Bermudez told a packed University Avenue courtroom. And that's not a University Avenue in St. John. That is in the United States of America.
When you think you've heard it all.
Yeah.
24 firefighters were called in to do a battle, a real battle, and fight a fire in St. John's North End last night that forced dozens of people from their homes. Flames shot about 10 meters in the air and thick black smoke billowed from 325-333 Main Street as firefighters worked to knock down the blaze. An estimated 45 people were forced from their homes and the street was blocked to traffic. Thankfully, no one was injured. Graham?
Well, next we have Selena Ashurst of St. John, and she is an ordained minister. Now, Selena, you, as I mentioned, are an ordained minister, and you perform some rather special custom-made marriage ceremonies.
I've taken a course through the Celebrant Institute in Jersey City, which makes me a certified celebrant. Basically, I've learned to write and create personalized ceremonies for weddings, renewal vows, commitment ceremonies, hand fastings. Essentially, I'm trying to get my legal credentials to perform legalized weddings in this province, which I've been having difficulty doing. I became ordained through the Universal Life Church because they said that they would like you to be ordained with a recognized member, as a recognized member of an ecclesiastical order. And unfortunately, that doesn't meet their criteria in order to do that. You need to be with a church for 5 years. And basically, that's not my goal. I don't want to be a minister. I want to be able to provide people with the ceremonies of their choice. So meaning that they can personalize their ceremonies in a way that they want. So far, I've done 3 ceremonies, 2 weddings and 1 commitment ceremony. They've been legalized. The marriages themselves have been legalized at the courthouse. However, it puts the couple at sort of a disadvantage in that they have to plan to do 2 ceremonies, whereas if I could have my legalization, they could have the ceremony of their choice and have me sign off on the paperwork at the same time.
Now, what is the problem with the legalization of getting you to be the one-stop center, if you will?
Basically, I have been having difficulty. In Australia in the 70s, they updated their Marriage Act in order to include certified celebrants. It's very common in that country. They recognized that there was a diversity in religion and culture of people who were coming to the area. However, in Canada, there's not really such a legal designation. In New Brunswick, they don't have marriage commissioners, justice of the peace. Only deputy clerks in good standing can perform ceremonies, and they're designated by the Queen of Court bench. And then the other is, as I mentioned before, members of a recognized ecclesiastical order. So at this point, celebrants are not recognized in the province of New Brunswick. And as of now, I'm the only one who's taken the course
now,
in order to be.
What got you into this? What sparked the move?
Initially, I had seen the program, and I was going to actually go to the funeral aspect of the program because I knew that there were problems with legalization of these types of marriages in New Brunswick. However, the fellow that I worked with, him and his fiance at the time, wanted to have a more personalized ceremony. He had been married before and had actually had a civil union, and knew that that didn't really cover everything that he wanted in his ceremony. And the fiance, she wanted something more personal, and they didn't want it to be specifically religious or through a church. They wanted it to be more spiritual. So they said, we want to get married. We want it to be more spiritual. We don't necessarily want to have something that's religious. How would we go about that? And I said, I don't know. I'll see what I can do. And so I applied to take the course, and I took the course and graduated, and I performed their ceremony last Friday.
Now,
in the morning.
What sort of vows would they have? Can you give us an idea?
Basically, what happens is each party in the couple, they fill out a questionnaire, tells me about them, about their relationship, and then it asks them if they have any readings, any special vows they want to say. So it's basically very specific to the person who's having the ceremony. It's very specific to them. So it's whatever speaks to their heart. So they can either write their own vows. In this case, for the asking, we found vows, sort of the do you part of it. For their actual wedding vows, they wrote their own and read them to one another. And so it's all very specific to each couple, depending on what they want. For one couple, for a commitment ceremony, I wrote basically their vows based on everything that they had told me within their questionnaires. So it's very personal that way.
You're listening to Greater St. John today, and I'm speaking with Selena Ashurst, an ordained minister, and she can perform marriages, non-denominational marriages. But apparently, Selena, as you say, you've yet to get legal certification.
That's correct. So in order to have me perform a personalized ceremony, should they want it legalized, they still have to either have a deputy clerk to either go to the courthouse, or they have to have it legalized in that manner.
Now, have you discovered that there's much demand for this sort of thing?
I finished my course in May, and I've done 3 ceremonies so far
now,
in that short amount of time.
Now, how do you see the future of this? Do you see it growing?
I believe that it will continue to grow. I have a lot of people who are interested. I have been in the process of sending letters to the province, to the Minister of Justice, to Sean Graham. So I have been lobbying to try and get certified celebrants added to the Marriage Act as people who can solemnize marriages so that people can do it all at once instead of having to go to the courthouse or having a deputy clerk come. So I am trying to establish that so that I can be added as a certified celebrant, that all certified celebrants can be added.
So now, although you are an ordained minister, basically you are not into proselytizing. Your main focus is the wedding ceremonies, as I understand it.
Exactly. That was just as an aside in order to try and find a route to have it legalized, because I really believe that people should have a choice. There's a lot of multicultural interfaith marriages. For example, one ceremony I did, they had different religious backgrounds, and so I just found the commonalities so that they could have a ceremony that satisfied them both.
And I can see no reason. No, I've been married twice, unfortunately, but both of them were courthouse ceremonies. They were non-religious denominational, and I think maybe a lot of people, especially in what you might call a mixed marriage, would prefer to go to a non-denominational thing, but something with a little more ceremony, perhaps, than just a courthouse. Do you?
Exactly, and something more personal, so that they have a choice. It takes me quite a bit of time to put the ceremonies together, because I'll read through their questionnaires. I take a great deal of time reading it over, and then, you know, they get a draft and tell me if I'm in the right direction of how they want their ceremony to go, and so we really work together to make it completely personalized for them.
Now, how would somebody who was interested in obtaining your services get in touch with you?
They can reach me through, actually, the Celebrant Institute has me listed as a celebrant in New Brunswick, which is celebrantinstitute.org. is the website that I can be found there. I personally do not yet have a website, so they can also reach me through Tree of Life Celebrant Ceremonies at yahoo.com.
So now you know where to go for some custom-made marriage ceremonies. And when we come back after the break, I'll be talking with Wendy Maber of Galbraith Florists about a special wedding program that she is offering.
You know, Graham, in the States, they're marrying pets.
What?
Yeah, I know. Like they're marrying.
Do you take this cat?
No. They're not mixing. The species. They do. You have two dogs, a poodle.
Yeah.
Jack and Jane, and
yes.
They get them married.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Americans do a lot of different things.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're pretty
straight
ahead.
Let that go. It's too easy.
On St. John Radio, Greater St. John Today, 103.5, 95.1 in the KV.